Mandy Malone's audio podcasts are for consenting adults only. The material contained on this and other podcasts is not intended for minors under the age of 18. 21 in jurisdictions where 21 is the age of majority, those who do not desire to be exposed to sexually explicit material, leave now. If your community does not allow such, you must also leave. Access is allowed only to adults who are familiar with sexually explicit material of this nature and who are not offended by this material and desire to be exposed to this material. This podcast may contain artistic and literary value as well as educational information regarding sexual matters relating to masturbation, cuckolding for responsible adults interested in this type of information. If you are easily offended or uncomfortable with this, please leave now. You must agree to release the creditors of this website, its owners, service providers, and other affiliates or agents from any and all liabilities. Click on this podcast only if you agree with these terms. Thank you. Okay, so you all know about Woodsman. Woodsman is totally into Miss Mandy. He loves my humiliation. He's a cuckold, and I humiliate him because, well, for one thing, he's got a little clit. It's like 3 inches. It's limp. He can't get it hard. And he's told me many stories about all the different women in his life, from when he was in college and up to present day to his now ex-wife, who has a big, handsome black boyfriend with a big cock. And he just craves my humiliation. He's totally addicted to Miss Mandy. He told me a very, very funny story recently. So this is what happened with Woodsman. He told me that he ran into this girl. She was 19 and she needed a ride. And this girl was the daughter of someone Woodsman had dated. And as they were driving, this girl said to him, I mean, she sounded sort of like a wise ass. And she said, I asked my mom about you. And so Woodsman told me he turned really red in the face. And then she said, you should be red in the face after what my mom said about you. So he wanted to know what she said. And the girl told him, she calls you Limpy. Well, Woodsman found this very humiliating. And he's only 3 inches and he can't get it up. He is such a loser. And he told me he couldn't get it up with the girl's mom at all. She was very nice looking and he felt that she was too superior to him. And he could not perform. So she dumped him. And this happened years ago, but he said that, you know, he knows that she talked about him behind his back and that he's such a loser. No one wants him. And so I said, well, you know, you could always turn to sucking cock. And he said he really didn't want to do that. He would rather sit in the corner and play with himself. He likes to watch porn and jerk his little pathetic cock. I mean, how pathetic is that? He says he can't get a girl, and he says he's tried. So 2 weeks ago, he went to some tavern, and he tried to get another girl. But, you know, Woodsman, you should look to see if they're with their boyfriends. And, you know, he almost got beat up because he is such a loser. So, anyway, I asked him what was going on with his ex-wife. You know, she's a trip. She had a baby with her gorgeous black boyfriend, Marcus, and they use Woodsman to babysit. And Woodsman feels bad because he would have liked to have had a baby with her, but she didn't want to. She wanted a superior black cock, not his little dick. So, Woodsman, maybe your next girlfriend will let you have sex with her so you can have a baby, I hope. You know, for you, because losers should have babies also. Woodsman's a very nice guy, so he should have, you know, a nice life for sure. He told me he never really gets hard, though, and he's taken Viagra, gives him terrible headaches. And Woodsman asked the girl he was giving the ride home to if she wanted to do something with him. And she said, "Don't you think you are a little too old for me?" And she also said, "If you can't cut the mustard, you have to lick the jar." And I asked him what that was, and he said that she meant that he knew she couldn't get it, that he couldn't get it up, and he would be forced to lick pussy because he is just so pathetic. And he tried to hit on this young girl when he saw his ex-wife, you know, right after that, at that tavern, and there was no action there. I mean, Woodsman just isn't going to get any. He is a little dick loser, and no one will have sex with him. So before we hung up on our little session, he wanted to know if I did it today. And I said, "Of course, Woodsman, I do it every day. My boyfriend has a nice big cock, not like you, you little dick loser." You know, and I don't know if I mentioned this before, when I told him about sucking cock, what I didn't tell him was, you know, if he wanted to come over and help me with my boyfriend, he could suck his cock and get it hard, because I don't suck cock, you know, not since I found out that I can get losers like him to suck cock for me. I am a princess. I need to be worshipped and adored and treated a certain way, and I certainly am not sucking cock. So, Woodsman, maybe think about it. You know, you are a loser, and you know what? If you can't cut the mustard, you have to lick the jar, and you better hope the jar isn't too thick to get in your mouth. Bye-bye, Woodsman. Talk to you soon, honey.